You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What You Need to Know, Mace, is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
So you remember on Saturday after the Lakers beat the Warriors and D'Angelo Russell was really excited. He jumped on the floor and he kicked the ball.
Yes.
Right? Well, according to Mark Spears and the NBA Communications, Los Angeles Lakers guard D'Angelo Russell has been fined $15,000 for kicking the game ball into the spectator stands. It was announced today by Joe Dumars, executive vice president of head of basketball operations. The incident occurred following the conclusion of the Lakers' win over the Golden State Warriors on the 27th. So he was fined $15,000 for that.
That's just dumb. They'd won the game. There was this moment of celebration.
Yeah, but somebody get hurt.
Yeah, moment of celebration. Is this not something that the NBA can look the other way?
Should it really matter whether it's a moment of celebration or not?
Well,
I mean, back then, in 2006, Dirk Nowitzki was fined $5,000 for kicking the ball in the stands out of frustration when he lost the game.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I get that. I just think this is such a minor infraction. What are we fining guys for? Why are we fining guys for a minor infraction? And it is a minor infraction, is it not?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay. In baseball, when you buy a ticket, right?
There's
a thing on your ticket that says, hey, you better be careful. There's balls flying in the stands.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
In basketball, there is no such verbiage, I believe. Okay?
So you're saying a ball hits somebody.
And they can sue your ass off.
You don't think the back of the ticket says we are held high, harmless?
I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't believe it does. Not the way it does in baseball where it explicitly says that.
Yeah. Obviously, in baseball, it happens all the time. I don't know what the ticket says on the back. But I think this is just petty. This is just petty.
Nah, I'm fine with it.
I'm not.
It is what it is.
It's not your 15,000.
Don't kick a ball.
Yeah. Look, it was a moment. It was just a moment. They'd won a game. It was exciting. He was excited. Let guys celebrate.
It's January, bro. Relax.
Yeah, I know.
Act like you've been there.
You just had game of the year. It was the game of the
year
that they won.
Regular season.
Yeah, but game of the year.
It's still not kick the ball in the stands and
I think
get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody hurt, maybe.
I mean, it wasn't punted. It was just kind of like tapped into the...
It really was just tapped. It's not like he took it and kicked it to the third deck.
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you,
like, full force kick.
I get it. But if you let D'Angelo slide, the next guy's going to be like, well, you let D'Angelo slide.
Yeah, I just think that's not.
I'm always about pushing the rules as far as you can go. Clearly,
yeah.
Around here, I've done a lot of that
over
the years.
Sure.
But if you get caught, you got to you got to deal with it. $15,000, no offense, a lot more money than the rest of us.
Yeah, he's making
D'Angelo
19, sure.
You know?
Like, yeah, he's making 19.
He'll be fine.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
And
it's going to charity anyway.
Right.
I wonder
all fines go to charity?
Yeah, 100%. And I wonder, though, if you could write that off as a charitable contribution.
Oh, he could deduct that? Deduction?
He might. You never know.
All right, there you have it. I guess we needed to know that.
So he uses standardized deduction, then, or he uses...
Charitable deduction.
Charitable deduction.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 2 o'clock call of the day combo plate. Let's go to Daniel in
LA. Hold on.
Oh, hang on.
Hey,
Evan
Cohen, I'm on the air with Steve Mason doing a combo plate. Can I call you back later?
You called me, but all right, yeah, bye.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Bye.
You're calling me back 2 hours later.
All right, there you have it. There's so Evan Cohen, big wheel,
morning show,
unsportsmanlike.
You know what he does? He just wants to call me to talk about, like, trades. Like, he wants
what it is?
He calls me to ask me, like, if I put this into the trade machine, who says no?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
the game. I've never met someone who gets more usage out of the NBA trade machine than Evan Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah, but you called him.
I haven't used the trade machine in a long time.
I can show you. I did call. Well, he texted me while I was in the car.
Yeah.
And he was texting me some Nets trade, and I called him because I didn't want to text while I was driving.
Right.
And then he didn't pick up the phone, so I called him at 12:14. Let me see. Let me go back on this. So he texted me 12:09.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the text. I called him 12:14. He now calls me 2:03.
Well, that you're just missing each other, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know.
All right, let's go to Daniel.
He's too much of a big shot now. He's on this.
He is a big deal.
Show.
He's a very big deal. Daniel on LA. Good afternoon.
What's up, guys? I'm listening every day while I'm driving Uber.
Thank you, man.
Check it out, man. I don't think the Lakers have a personnel situation outside of the coaching. What I think it is, as Lakers, I watch them double down in the paint, desperately locking everything up inside for 2 points while leaving a shooter open every single game. And Ham's inability to adjust to this kills me. That's our problem right there. We lost the whole playoff series to Denver for this reason.
So you're saying they don't shoot enough threes?
No, I'm saying they desperately lock it down. They double team for no reason. People that aren't double-digit threats, they're double-teaming every single game while leaving a wide-open three, especially when it comes to Jokic. The whole league is playing like this now because of Jokic and Denver. They changed the league. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah,
like, you lock down a two-point threat inside only to leave a three-point shot wide open, and the Lakers kill themselves to this every single game.
All right, thank you for the call.
Wait, he's saying that Jokic created what?
Jokic created... he's saying Jokic created double teams? The double
he was
team
the first
was
one to ever.
Jokic?
Yeah, no, I don't know if
anybody
ever
did that,
before.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I buy that.
I'm not sure
and
I get that.
And also,
they are terrible at defending the arc. That's just, I mean, statistically,
well,
they
but
are.
Well, but here's what people don't understand, okay? And I'm going to try to explain this in a very, like, in layman's term as best I can. Darvin Ham coached for Mike Budenholzer for a long time.
Right.
Okay. Mike Budenholzer's defensive scheme, which worked really well for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I understand it's not a one size fits all situation when it comes to defense, right? Because you're talking different personnel. But his defensive philosophy was, we're going to allow, quote unquote, above the break threes. So above the break is basically anything but the corners.
Right.
Okay. Or the sideline threes,
right.
The corners and the sidelines.
So,
right?
For example, that shot D'Angelo took was...
an above the break.
Above the break.
Correct.
Yeah.
So those are the threes that defensively you're willing to give up because those are lower percentage than the ones on the sideline or the corner of the three-point arc because those are shorter. The corner and the sideline is 22 feet.
Right.
The other one is 23, whatever it is. 23 and something inches. So that's the idea. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't contest. It just means that, hey, if you're on rotation, if we got to give anything up, those are the ones you're giving up. Because you're going to give up something anyway.
Right.
The rules have been skewed in all sports, but NBA is no different, towards the offense.
Yeah.
So playing defense is really hard in the NBA. I had this conversation actually when the Lakers played the Heat recently with Eric Spoelstra in our coaches' meetings before the game.
Okay.
And he said it. He's like, look, we've had great defenses at this place while I've been here. It's never been harder to play defense in the NBA because of the way things are structured, the way the ball moves, the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, all that stuff. So, yes, I'm not saying Darvin Ham is perfect. Darvin Ham makes mistakes. He's also only been coaching for a year and change.
Right.
You're going to make mistakes when you've only been doing something for a short amount of time. But this notion that he's the only reason that they're giving up threes, the system is catered that way. Now, you may not like the system, but the system has proven to win a championship defensively.
Although their percentage of uncontested threes they allow is very high.
But that is a player effort thing. That's not a system thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the other problem is actually defending the arc. There are too many uncontested
It doesn't
threes.
Mean you just let them shoot it wide open. You can't let anyone shoot wide open. You have to at least try to contest. But what you want to do is you want to funnel the three-point shots to above the break. And because, again, they are lower percentage shots. It's all a math game.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's one of the issues. I'm not sure the caller's point there necessarily, but I get yours.
Okay. Is that the 2 o'clock call of the day? Or is there
that
more?
Was the 2 o'clock call
It's just
of the
one?
Yeah.
Is that how this works?
Yeah,
I
take
know.
One.
The call of the day. Not call.
Sorry.
I'm just explaining
singular
to you
of the day.
Okay, well, that was the guy, and I hope he understands now why they're giving up so many threes.
I think he came away with a good understanding.
I would hope, you know.
All right. So how did you watch the games yesterday? Were you set up at home with like food and eats and
all
that stuff?
I ordered Wingstop for lunch.
Okay.
Did
the sandwich or the
No, the
wings?
The wings.
Because don't they make sandwiches
now? They have sandwiches now, but
I'm
trying to do less carbs, less bread these days.
Right.
Not that I'm like doing keto, but just less bread, okay?
You did do keto. Now you're
I did.
Not doing
I didn't
keto.
Love it, though.
Yeah.
I didn't last on keto very long because I didn't love
Are
it.
Are you still intermittent fasting?
Yeah, I still do that. It's that to me that's just become part of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
More than anything.
So like what's your fast time.
At least 16 hours.
So let's see. I ate at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, so 4, noon. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 15 hours. Right. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess
mean, you
I'm
should
doing
give
it
an extra hour.
I'm doing it by accident.
Right.
Because it just happens to
be the way it works out.
The way it works out.
Right.
And you're doing now the thing where you snort. Into it?
Yeah, I snort. Blow into it.
Oh, blow. I thought you snorted. Yeah. Like,
yeah, the lumen.
What are you snorting
and
to
really,
that?
It's just more of a guide because yeah. It tells you based on this breathalyzer how many carbs you should have, how many proteins you should have, how many fats you should have on a given day.
Yeah, is this peer-reviewed?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New England Journal of Medicine?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do. It has worked.
Yeah.
Like, I have lost a little weight.
You actually look like you lost a little weight.
A little bit.
You look good.
Thank you.
What are you doing? What are you working on?
So I'm working on this new diet. It's called Eat Everything That's Bad For You.
Nice.
Yeah. And
so there's cake in there. Over there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had a slice.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because it was delicious.
That was a big slice.
On a roll.
Yeah.
I only eat cookies. Cakes now, apparently. Yeah, cupcakes.
Right. I like this diet.
Yeah, I will tell you this.
It's bad.
Sweets is the harder part to give up for me.
I can't do
yeah.
it.
Than like the drinking.
Now, do you eat dessert?
I love dessert.
Yeah.
And I don't.
See, I love dessert, and I have a small dessert every night.
Yeah, I used
always
to do
have
that,
a small dessert.
But that adds up. Is what I'll
it
say.
Does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. But if I don't get that, then I'm going to go on a bender with donuts the next day. Like, I have to have just a little bit of sugar to say, yep, you got dessert.
See, yeah. That's what I happen every single day. I go over to Illy every morning and get a coffee. And I tell myself as I'm walking over there, you're not going to get a cookie. You're not going to get a cookie. I see the chocolate chip cookies. I get a cookie.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I can't stop. And then yeah. I have cake. And yeah. then there's cookies. And there's other things. There's just snacks. I don't know how to stop.
Yeah. So I got the Wingstop.
Yeah, got the Wingstop. Yep.
Got the Wingstop for lunch. And then we do steak Sundays. So
oh, you have steaks on Sunday?
Yeah, we do steak Sundays.
Do you make them? Like,
while I'm here, I grill them.
On the grill, yeah?
Yeah, I make them.
Nice.
I've got a formula for ribeyes.
Oh, wow.
I am the Patrick Mahomes of grilling ribeyes.
You make ribeyes?
Yeah, yeah. You want some a little fatty. You
yeah.
You want some good taste.
Yeah, good that
you
way. Know? Yeah.
So I am the Patrick Mahomes of grilling ribeyes.
Oh, nice.
I've got a system.
Yep.
Okay. That I could reveal for a fee.
Is there like a marinade?
Marinade is simple.
Yeah.
Limes.
Yeah.
Fresh lime juice.
Right.
You know, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And then just salt, pepper, garlic powder. That's it. You don't need to get any more crazy than that.
Yeah.
And then the system is how you cook it, what temperature, all that stuff, or how long, all that.
So when I was go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So anyway, so that was it. That's what I Wingstop for lunch, first game. And then halftime, then I prepared the steaks.
Yep.
And then halftime of the second game, I grilled the steaks, and then that was it. And then we were ready to eat shortly thereafter.
You know, this is true. We never got steak when I was a kid, ever.
Really?
Under any circumstances.
Oh, in Hispanic
never.
Households, you get a lot of steak.
We never got steak. My dad got steak while we got something else.
Right.
So my mom would cook two meals, one for the kids and then a steak for my dad. That's the way it worked.
We
there was
forced
a two-tiered
the kids
system.
To eat steak because I feel like as a kid, well, I don't eat, again, and this is generally during the time of the year I'm home. Right,
right.
So the fall is tough because maybe sometimes I'm traveling on Sunday. Yep. I don't want to cook on Sunday. So we'll just do something simpler or that's not steak. But during the non-football season, it's steak Sundays. That's what we plan to do when we're home.
Nice.
So steak Sundays. The only time of the week I eat red meat, I generally eat just poultry or fish the rest of the week. So that's what we do. But we make the kids eat it. Because kids can be very iron deficient and, you know, red meat.
Don't kids love steak? When I was a little kid, all I wanted was steak.
I did too.
Yeah.
But my son does. My daughter takes forever to eat her steak.
Yeah.
She'd rather have pasta.
Yeah. Bergman, what did you do? You order in?
Yes, I absolutely ordered in.
Yeah, of course you
I
did.
I had breakfast with French toast in the morning, and then I got California Chicken Cafe at night. It was really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. See, French toast, that's the stuff I miss.
French toast is delicious.
It's so good.
Because that's the thing. When you're on like a diet like this where you're not eating a ton of carbs, you can't have French toast.
Yeah.
Pancakes, no way. Like, that's out of it.
Oh, no.
That's
and it had creme fraiche with it, and it also had some syrup.
Why do they call it creme fraiche? It's just whipped cream.
But by the way,
I'm calling it creme fraiche.
It is whipped cream. It is creme fraiche. It's whipped cream,
whipped
whatever.
Cream.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But once
fancy.
I get
delicious.
Like below the, I have a target weight.
What is it?
I'm at 180 right now. I want to get to like 170.
Okay.
Because really is where I want to be is 175.
Right.
Right. But if I can push myself down to 170,
yes.
Then I've got some wiggle room to play with.
See, I'm good at maintaining.
Yeah.
I'm bad at losing.
Oh,
like I'm at 189 right now, but I've been there for a couple of weeks and I want to get to 180.
Since COVID, I have been anywhere between 170 and 185. That has generally been my fluctuation. And 185 was a recent thing this past football season because, as you know, certain regions of the country are very hard to eat in because there's a lot of fried food.
That is true. That is true.
Whatever.
Radio station's very hard.
Yeah. Oh, there's always food here.
Always food.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you. This is actually interesting. Analytics says momentum is not a real thing, George. But George Kittle disagrees.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think on the other side because I do think that George Kittle is sort of onto something.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do that coming up next. It is a combo plate. Mason, Shadano, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is the anniversary of the release of We Are the World.
Who is the biggest omission on We Are the World? A famous singer who did not make the cut. Because huh. I have one person.
I'm trying to remember. What year was it?
84.
I will say Neil Diamond.
That's a good one. Is he? He's not on there?
He's not in there. No. Who else is not?
I was going to say Madonna.
Oh, Madonna didn't. That's right.
They had Cyndi Lauper instead.
Was Mariah in it? I think.
No, she's too young.
She was too young. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a legendary song.
Yeah. But she was the not in there because I believe they chose, if I recall correctly, they chose Cyndi Lauper because. What happened?
Uh-oh.
They chose Cyndi Lauper because she had won the Grammy over Madonna at that time.
So it was basically winner sings on We Are the World?
Yeah.
Because they did it after the Grammys one night, right?
Yeah.
You
can't
Quincy
do the
Jones.
You can't do the We Are the World bit without me.
Oh, sorry.
This goes back 7 years with Shadano.
Oh, is that right? So tell me, what's
the
history?
We Are the World.
One time on the morning show, we split it up into like 10 parts and just played it all morning.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was the anniversary of the release?
Well, that's the OTDs really started on the old morning show before we took it to everything else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we just went morning show format all day.
All day. It's one long morning show.
But then once LZ exposed the YouTube video where you can see the raw of Cyndi Lauper trying to sing the hook and they're looking at her and Michael's so frustrated and Lionel and you feel bad for her.
Cyndi Lauper butchers the hook?
The hook.
Yeah, yeah.
And Huey Lewis and who was the woman next to her?
Dinah Ross, Tina Turner?
No. I'm trying to think.
I've got a list of everybody that was in it. How did Jane Fonda sing?
Oh, Prince was also not in We Are the World.
Oh, Prince. That's a big oversight.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd was. No on Prince, yes on Dan Aykroyd.
But he was in the background.
He was, but yeah. They looked like a cool Harry Belafonte was there.
Tomorrow on Live Imaging Tuesday, we will play We Are the World at least every hour.
Oh,
okay,
wait.
Good.
And according to Susan Rogers, I don't know who that is here on the internet.
Travis's
wife?
Yeah. Susan.
Prince turned down an offer from Quincy Jones to do We Are the World.
Oh, wow.
At the American Music Awards.
So Cyndi Lauper, who I think is very talented, butchered the hook.
This would show you she's not very talented as an artist.
Wow. It's a great song.
I'm going to go home and watch the video copious amounts of times tonight.
Boys were making.
And you know, every like 4,400 radio stations in America all played it at the same time.
Oh, I know.
When they debuted.
I remember that.
Oh, how did they coordinate back then without the internet?
Well, you just do it at the time. This is all satellite.
The word came out, I think it was like 12 noon or something.
Yeah.
Everybody played at 12 noon.
So remember the old CBS, the tone, it'll be 12 o'clock, beep.
Bergman said, hey, there's nobody, everybody there is American, and you look at it, it's like, yeah, it's USA for Africa.
Right.
Is this what we're going
to
do,
How
mate?
How old were you in 1985, though?
Very American
I was
to me.
Two.
Yeah.
I was two.
Yeah. I mean, I was seven, for God's sake, you know?
USA for Africa. They are American.
But I do know things that happened even when I was seven.
Well, like, you've studied.
Sure.
It was just, we were looking at it. It was like, we are the world, and everyone was American. I was like, oh, that's interesting. It wasn't supposed to be like some big thing that you're making
it out
to be.
Well, you're thinking of Live Aid. That was something different.
Yeah, Live Aid was everyone. That was Bob Geldof's operation, right?
Yeah.
His operation.
Like, I wasn't alive for most Yacht Rock hits, but I am a well-seasoned individual.
Yes. Well, we all know things that happened before we were born. Hopefully.
By the way, has anybody noticed that Corporate Greg is now wearing an Apple Watch?
Oh, no, really?
I noticed it within 30 seconds of seeing him this morning.
What, do you keep a track of steps? Or
I think he's recording
his oxygen rate.
I've always wanted to watch
him. He might be wearing a wire now. No, we got to watch out. We have to be careful what we say.
Yeah. Like you say I'm a rat.
Oh, right, you can record.
I never said you were a rat, technically.
Can you take a call on your...
No, I didn't get it. Oh, maybe with Wi-Fi.
I got one that you can take a call on your Apple.
You have to pay
for that. I've never used it. Hello?
You do?
Yeah, you have to pay for the cellular.
You have to pay for the cellular.
It's $10 a month. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's such a waste of money. I've never made a call on my watch.
I've answered a call, though, a couple times.
Have you?
Yeah.
So I got it on Saturday because I had 2 hours to kill. My daughter, Riley, was at a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I've now realized that don't leave me alone somewhere that's not my home for 2 hours. I'm just going to spend money.
Buy stuff.
I'm just going to go around.
How much is an Apple Watch going for these days?
He bought it straight up. He didn't go through his wireless provider.
No. I just went to Best Buy and bought it.
So what's the cost on an Apple Watch?
It was like
$350.
See, that's corporate Greg money just shaking around.
No, it's called credit card money.
By the way, Christian
Gonzalez has tweeted us.
Okay.
About the conversation we were having about Darvin Ham.
Yes.
When the caller of the call of the day or whatever.
Yes.
That you guys do. He says, Darvin has said that their game plan is to allow low percentage three-point shooters open and live with the results. So this is absolutely a scheme thing, not a, quote, player effort thing. The coach is literally telling the players to rotate down rather than stay at the three. That is absolutely not what he said, because I remember specifically he was asked the question by someone who I believe replaced Kyle Goon at the Orange County Register.
Okay.
He asked some question, and I'm paraphrasing, about leaving guys open, the strategy of leaving guys open for threes, to which Darvin pushed back and says, there is no strategy to leave guys open for threes. Let me get that straight right away.
Right.
So that is not what he said at all.
Okay.
So Christian,
sorry.
Chill.
Yeah.
Brian Cohen was looking at me like, are you about to leave? Because see how seamless that was? He transitioned us right out of We Are the World. We didn't even feel it coming.
No, we didn't. It was great.
I'm just sitting. Well,
it's like an earthquake. It happens quick.
Yeah.
It's just like a hand glided under me and pulled me away.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Can it pull you the rest of the way?
Yeah, because tomorrow I'm going to be all, Cappy and I.
Oh, you're going to be in for it tomorrow.
We're going to mount you. We're going to mount you.
It's going to be a long day for you tomorrow.
No.
And you know what? I'm just going to be an innocent bystander.
He's just
going to
let it happen. He's going to watch and let it happen.
I'm just letting you know now. I'm not getting involved in that regard.
I'm thrilled for tomorrow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Tell you what. Coming up next, you're Mr. LAX.
I am Mr. LAX.
You're like the spokesperson for LAX.
I am.
You went over. You've seen all the changes
that are arriving
and all
daily.
That stuff.
Yes.
So I've got these 9 airlines.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You going to ask me what terminal they are?
No. I want you to put them in order of best to worst.
Oh,
I've actually got a list of the best to worst airlines.
Okay.
Right now, it came out in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend.
Great.
In the meantime, my buddy Jacob wants to share this very typical situation. You get in what you think is a minor car accident. Your knee hits the dashboard. You get out of the car. You talk with the person. They say they weren't looking, or they zoned out or didn't see. It's obvious the accident was the other guy's fault. Your car has damage, but it can be driven. So you take pictures and you exchange information, and then you wait a week or two and you get hold of the other driver and they say, hey, it was your fault. Oh, and when your knee hit the dashboard, it hurts more every day since the accident, and it's going to be hard to prove when you get injured. Don't put yourself in this situation immediately after an accident. Only one name to remember. It is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Jacob will work hard on your behalf so you can concentrate on getting healthy, handling all the frustrating paperwork, and receiving the compensation that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. And don't forget, you can follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason and Ireland combo played, actually. Me and Shadano, 710 ESPN. All right, day after championship Sunday, the Super Bowl, the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You can tell who I'm rooting for.
Much to your chagrin.
Much to my chagrin. God, I hate the 49ers.
Yeah.
All that bang, bang stuff. And I mean, I get it. You're faithful.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are good.
They are good.
Now, although, you know, Green Bay almost beat them and the Lions collapsed.
I mean, almost doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I know, but it's not as though they steamrolled their way through the playoffs.
You can make the case that not steamrolling is actually a character-building trait as well. Is having to win games close is a character-building trait.
It's true. Yeah. And certainly Brock Purdy proved that he can
manager. He won the game with his feet.
Yeah,
managers don't win with their feet.
He can put together a great drive when he needs to. Yeah, I honestly think... You know, he's awfully good. He's much better than people have given him credit for. All right, so I threw this out. Shadano.
Yeah.
Airlines. Right. In your mind, I've got a list of the Wall Street Journal's rankings of the best airlines in America. I gave you a list of all the airlines that are on this list.
So you gave me, just so people know, Spirit, Delta, Frontier, United, Alaska, JetBlue, Allegiant, American, and Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So who in that list is number one?
Well, I know this only because I have Diamond status with them, and they sent the email blast out.
Yes.
So it's Delta.
Delta is number one.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Because I fly them all the time. So am I putting this somewhere, or are we just putting it right
there? Putting it right there. So far, you're one for one.
Okay.
Who's number two?
So this is probably going to be tricky. Based on my experiences or this Wall Street Journal list, now, I would imagine it would be different. So I hate Spirit Airlines.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't
You've got them dead last?
No, not last.
Okay.
But Cappy loves them. I feel like they're somewhere in the middle because they're the economy flyer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't think... So out of this group...
Number two.
I'm going to go Alaska.
Alaska is number two.
Okay.
Boy, you do know your airlines.
Okay.
All right, number three.
It's either going to be JetBlue or United. I love JetBlue. They're, like, other than Delta, they're my favorite airline. But I feel like United has more. JetBlue is very limited in where they fly. I'm going to go, I should go with the one I want, but I'm not. I'm going to go with United.
United is number five.
Oh, number five. Okay. So I still have three and four, right?
Yes.
How about JetBlue?
Number nine, dead last.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead last.
Okay. Wow. See, I have great.
That's the third year in a row they've been ranked last on time performance, cancellations, extreme days, and tarmac days.
I have never had, I shouldn't say never, because I've flown them all and I have eventual issues with all of them. But I have had, outside of Delta, I've had the least amount of issues with Alaska and JetBlue, but that's just me personally. All right.
Occasionally the door will blow off on the Alaska plane. But
I would have gone Southwest last.
Yeah.
But actually, here's the thing. Because I was thinking, remember when Southwest had that disastrous situation?
Oh, yeah, the Christmas and it all got clogged up.
That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Right? That was 2022.
That wasn't in this year, correct.
Right.
Not in this year.
So I think Southwest has climbed some. I'm going to say Southwest has climbed back into the top three.
They are number four, so you're right. Okay. They are climbing back in. Okay. I like them because of the routine that the flight attendant always says. I like the funny routine because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little entertainment while I'm being told about the oxygen.
So we've got Spirit, Allegiant, Frontier, and American.
Yes.
I have only flown Allegiant a couple of times. It's the one I've flown the least. Actually, I haven't flown Frontier ever now that I think about it. I've actually flown Spirit once or twice. Not recently. But
you're on the right track.
I'm going to go Allegiant.
Allegiant is number three.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so
I don't have a lot of experience with that.
So here's the list.
Top
here's
five. List. Oh, wait, let me finish. Let me try to nail it.
Yeah, good.
So I still have Spirit, Frontier, and American.
Yes.
So I'm going to go after United, which is number five. I'm going to go American.
American. I've got American at number six.
Okay,
number six.
So there you go. So I got it right.
Yeah,
so number
you got
six.
It.
And then Spirit and Frontier, I'm going to go... Spirit Frontier.
Spirit above Frontier?
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, there you go. So I didn't do too bad.
No, you did well. Frontier is the worst airline here, says second worst. Let's see. No, JetBlue is last.
Right. Frontier, Spirit, American, United, Southwest, Allegiant, Alaska.
There you go. Yeah. That's exactly it.
So, you know, I was in the ballpark at least for most of them.
And
except JetBlue. I was completely blown away by
I hear LAX is spectacular now.
It is out of control. LAX... is one of those places, Mace, where, you know, for many years when you went to LAX, I think the biggest problem was the congestion in the horseshoe, as they call it.
Sure.
That's going to be relieved for a number of reasons because, number one, the parking situation is going to be better.
Right.
But the most important reason is they're going to have that people mover train.
Yeah.
So the people mover train is going to connect people
within the terminals, potentially. Mm-hmm. And now you can walk through the terminals, which you couldn't do previously either. And then you're going to be able to take the People Mover train to LA Metro. So like if you're a local, you don't even need to take your car.
Like
if you know how to use the metro system, there's a metro that leaves you right outside on Century, just outside the airport.
Wow.
And then you jump on the People Mover train, it'll take you right to your terminal.
That's awesome.
And then the same thing if you're a visitor, it will they have the train will also go to the rental car place. So if you like you have family and friends that are gonna rent a car or whatever, or a big event, Super Bowl, World Cup, all these things that
all
are happening
things
here,
coming,
people can just take the train. So that means less traffic and congestion in the horseshoe. So when you're actually gonna go pick up Juan, if he's taking a business trip, it won't be like you're sitting there for 6 hours, you know, between terminals.
Because
those buses will all be gone.
And
basically the buses are like 30, there's like 3,000 of those things.
Wow.
That move in the horseshoe on a regular basis. So it's going to be great.
By the way, you mentioned World Cup 2026. They're going to announce the locations on Sunday.
Yeah.
As of the last, now I think they're going to get it, but the Stan Kroenke was driving a hard bargain with FIFA. It's sort of up in the air.
I don't. SoFi's not going to get the final.
No, the final's going to Jerry World.
Right.
But they're playing for a semifinal, I think, is what
SoFi's
going for. They've got 70,000 is their capacity.
It's the dynamics of the stadium. He built those suites too close.
Right.
He needed to push them back several feet to be able to have the room that they need to be able to put the pitch properly for what they would deem a final or semifinal, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely
right. They're not going to get a semi?
I don't think so. I don't think they may get very many games because of what Sedano's saying. It's too small.
Well, it seems like everybody's getting one. There's going to be, I don't think there's going to be more than one at SoFi, more than one.
I could see like BMO getting something, but I...
No, BMO's not in it. Rose Bowl's not in it. LA is SoFi, period.
But SoFi is... If they're going to get anything, it's not a final or a semifinal because it's too small.
I think they're going to get a semi.
Well, you're going to see on Sunday.
Yeah, we will find out on Sunday.
They were just saying the dynamics, they didn't work.
Yeah. All right, so I mentioned this before. Yesterday we saw, to me, a great example of momentum in that Lions-49ers game. When one thing went wrong, other things started going wrong. And in analytics, you view each individual action based on its own odds.
Correct.
But it misses, analytics miss the context of everything else that is going on. So first of all, do you think analytics is right? Is there such a thing as momentum?
So I don't believe that there is momentum game to game.
I agree with that.
I believe that that is poppycock.
Yes, okay? Yes, completely.
That's nonsense.
Yep.
Within a game, I believe there is semblances of momentum, yes.
Here's what George Kittle said about
it. I have a question for you guys. Why does analytics people say that momentum isn't a real thing? Like, what, that is. I had a conversation with Pat McAfee, and he was like, yeah, all these people are telling us that momentum's not real. And that's just the biggest load of horse crap I've ever heard of in my entire life. But we can move on. I digress.
When did you feel that the momentum really started to turn?
I mean, I think our stadium did a fantastic job. Like when Nick said, yes, like for some reason, playoffs and Levi's, it feels like there's crowd noise being pumped in. It's not. Our fan base is just phenomenal. Really, you know, we had a good opening drive out of the second half, and that fourth down stop, you can just kind of feel an energy. We go down and score. All right, this is huge. Turnover. I was like, oh man, all bets are off now. Like, bang bang.
I thought the Ayuk catch was like, oh, damn, they're in huge trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When he made that ridiculous catch. And then Jahmyr Gibbs immediately fumbled and turned the ball back over. I think there is such a thing as momentum. You can isolate these things and say the odds of this, the odds of that. But when you put them in the same game, it's always, always context. Now, Bergman found this. He's a big fan of the movie The Replacements. Do you know that movie?
Yeah, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. So he found this speech.
I knew the
Greg
speech.
You knew this speech. Set it up.
You know, so they're all sitting in the locker room together, and they're all just kind of talking, and they're talking about what are you afraid of? And a lot of the guys are saying spiders and a few other things, and then Keanu Reeves has the best one of them all.
Quicksand. Oh, hey, quicksand's a scary mother, man. I mean, first of all, it suck you right in, and even if you scream, you get all that muck in your mouth.
I don't think that's what Shane had in mind, Frank.
Huh?
That's not what he had in mind.
What are you talking about, Dan Cover?
Well, why don't you ask him?
Hey, what's up, Shane?
You're playing.
There you go.
and you think everything is going fine, but then one thing goes wrong. And then another. And another. And you try to fight back, but the harder you fight, the deeper you sink. Till you can't move. You can't breathe. Because you're in over your head. Like quicksand.
That's exactly what
That's what happened.
Yeah, it is what happened.
It's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Shane Falco was on top of this from the beginning.
By the way, and this is life. You get momentum in life, right? When one bad thing happens, you're expecting the next bad thing, and then you get another bad thing and another bad thing. It spirals out of control.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, and it all started with not kicking that field goal to go up 17.
And by the way, the reverse, one good thing happens, then another good thing. You start expecting good things to happen, and that's where the momentum goes the other way.
Right. It's like when you talk about The Secret. It's very much those kind of
things. Very much The Secret. George, do you believe in The Secret?
What's The Secret?
You don't know The Secret?
No.
The Secret is what you believe is what you're going to see. In other words, manifesting.
Speak it into existence.
Speak it into existence.
LeVar Ball.
Exactly. Yeah. LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
It was The Secret. Now, in this case, I think you start to expect bad things, and so you get bad things. I think that's what happens. Or you get one really special play, and you think, uh-oh, here we come.
There's part of me that believes that you make your own luck, right? That's also similar.
Sure.
In a lot of ways, right? Where, you know, if you always think you're going to be in a situation where things are going to go negatively, then you're almost manifesting it, to your point. And same thing for positive things, right? Like, so I do believe that there's some semblance of that, like that people's personalities kind of sometimes lead them down a certain path,
right?
That lead to decisions that create those problems.
Interesting. All right, we've got a Radio Tinder coming up. In the meantime, let me continue on this theme.
Yeah.
The idea that one bad thing happens, then another
snowball.
Bad thing happens. It's a snowball effect, yeah. Right? It happens in life sometimes. Life sometimes comes at you a mile a minute, and one bad thing happens, and then you start expecting it, and then you get another bad thing. And a lot of times, you feel like life is spiraling out of control, or it's coming too fast at you. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you can't get out of bed. All that kind of stuff. There is a resource for you to use now to help you through a difficult time, and that is the LA County Department of Mental Health. I love my partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. They offer free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling, a 24/7 hotline. If you feel life spinning out of control, 1-800-854-7771. 800-854-7771. You can visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov, for hope and recovery and well-being. Combo Plate, me and Shadano, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, thanks, Morales. I'm not Lindsay today, but, you know, it works. So I'm going to do this as a what's up, fool, not do the whole swipe left, fight, swipe right thing because I don't understand how to do it.
Okay, but I'll still play this because I like playing it.
Yeah, go right ahead. So I am going to be traveling this summer. I really want to figure out some place to go. I'm choosing between three different places, and I want you guys to tell me which is the best place to go to.
Okay, tell.
All right, so I'm choosing between Brazil, Greece, and Fiji. Which place should I go to, Sedano?
I would say Fiji, just because, A, I've never been anywhere near that part of the world, so selfishly, I would want to be there, understand, like, the culture, all that, and it just looks like one of those places where you can just go, relax, have a good time. There's a beach, there's drinks, there's all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Looks like great food. Like, the stuff I see on social media gives me FOMO. Like, I want to be
right
there.
See, I agree on Fiji. I've always wanted to go to Fiji. It's one of those bucket list places. From what I understand, I've got friends that have gone to yoga retreats in Fiji. There is a lot of, I've heard, really cheap, good massage in Fiji, a little bit like Thailand. So I would love to go to Fiji.
Beto, you're in here. What do you think?
Greece is amazing. I haven't gone, but I want to go because I like all the history stuff.
It's
but
great.
Bergman, great. You're a Fiji guy.
Yeah. Fiji,
because
yeah.
You're a Hawaii guy. I can see you on the water, throw your phone away for a week, and then just relax.
Yeah, definitely
just
throw your phone away.
Yeah,
for a week.
Do that.
And
yeah.
Then just get a nice tan and yeah. Just live off of the land. Let's go.
So Fiji, it's unanimous, yeah, Bergman. Everybody wants to go to Fiji.
All right, we're going to Fiji.
Because yes. Bergman's a Fiji kind of guy.
That's what I like. I'll take it.
Yeah. And you got some tattoos.
Exactly. So we don't. What do we play here, Mace?
I play this thing. We all swiped right on Fiji.
On Fiji, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys. I saw the story yesterday, and it didn't quite get it. So a middle school in North Carolina is removing all of their mirrors from the bathrooms to stop kids from making TikToks. Now, this is not going to stop kids from making TikToks, right? This is just a terrible way to try, or
so
what?
People were—they film themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, you do
as
the mirror,
doing stupid
yeah.
stuff,
right? Like you, like a selfie, but you're filming yourself in the mirror, kind of a deal.
Yeah, I guess I get this. I mean, honestly, it's TikTok is a bit out of control
it's
right now.
It's not for me.
It's definitely not for me either. Like, I don't
it's
go
for
on
all
TikTok.
The kids. My daughter's team, her soccer team, her kids are always telling me, "Hey, let me run your TikTok. Let's create a TikTok for Bethelvision." I'm like, it's a lot of work. These kids do a lot of work, and they love it. Every morning on the way to school, that's what my daughter's watching.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Editing quickly. Because
they
like,
know how.
Yeah.
They know how.
Yeah.
I look at all the trends that come up on TikTok, and like, there's a couple. I've got actually one teed up here. But I was going to say with the thing with TikTok, tell me if this would work. In New Zealand, they've passed a law. No cell phones in school. Now,
no, it's not
would
work.
That work here?
No, because parents are going to say, I need to contact my kid.
Yeah, how did we get by for
and
years
And I would say
that
schools
that?
Have been less safe in this country than probably yeah. New Zealand is my guess.
So you're saying a phone is necessary in...
Not necessary, but you're going to make that argument now.
I say put the damn phone away. There's yeah. a reason why.
Well, there's
we're...
teachers now who can't even teach class because everybody's on their phone.
I can't imagine. I would have been on my phone if I was a kid in class.
I get it. But here's what you could also do.
Yeah.
You know, you could also parent your children.
Like, right.
My daughter
sure.
has Apple Watch or whatever they call it. But we have it set up where the only times she can get messages mm-hmm. are at lunchtime, before school, or after school.
Yeah.
Like, you literally can set up the
oh,
do not
you
disturb.
Set it up. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an elementary. Once they get to junior high, it's a different world.
Okay, and that's fine. But then you yeah. have to put the fear of God in them like my parents put the fear of
yeah,
God in me.
Yeah, they're not
I
scared of us stuff. Anymore, George.
Nah, listen. Speak for yourself.
I wish you best. I wish
Bergman,
you best.
Bergman, do you think a cell phone ban in schools would work?
No, I don't. Riley uses her phone at school quite often. I get texts from her in the middle of the school day. I'm like, aren't you at school?
In the middle of class?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's in the middle of class.
Walking to class.
Yeah, walking to class, doing all of that other thing. And you're right. Once they get to middle school, 12 years old, they're not afraid of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it away. They're like, oh, yeah, fine.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was growing up, they took out the mirrors in our junior high because everybody was tagging on them.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know, now we want vandalism.
Yeah. Now we
now
don't
it's
want
like,
TikTok.
No, we don't want you doing videos.
Oh, so we're all swiping. What way?
What game is this?
What way?
I don't know. You just swipe.
Swipe. I swiped right on it. I swiped right. We don't know. We don't understand. Look, Radio Tinder is so sophisticated. We really don't understand.
That's why he wins awards.
That's
Lindsay
why Cappy's
writes
so
them
good
perfectly,
at it.
And we don't even know which direction to swipe. So go ahead and take your next one.
Sorry. We all know by now Lily Gladstone was nominated for an Oscar.
Yes.
And it came out that she was voted most likely to win an Oscar in her high school senior yearbook.
Oh, nice.
So my question to you guys is, were you ever voted, you know, one of those things, most likely to succeed, most likely to fail kind of thing? Or what would people say about you in high school that you would have been up there for?
I hate to say this, but I was voted most likely to succeed.
Well, that's why you're in your school hall of fame, though.
Yeah, I am in my school hall of fame. So I was also voted most likely to go to Hollywood.
I was
I guess
most likely to be on TV.
There you go.
Yeah.
Most likely to be on TV.
Yeah.
Better, what about you?
Nothing. My school was too big. I just blended in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you voted anything, Bergman?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Brian, you were most likely to...
Nothing.
Not
but
most
I was
likely
a,
to nothing.
Was best friends with the guy who won two times most friendly. So by association, I
so you're a friendly kind of guy.
Right, you know, yeah, makes sense.
Swipe right on you were something in your high school yearbook.
There we go.
Yeah, I swiped right on that.
I like it.
You were
most likely to be on TV, a Miami kid?
Yeah, that's good, man.
Well, I was the one of the TV production people in high school.
Oh, yeah, TV school.
Yeah, we had a TV production.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, you'd
nice.
Be the kid you right away.
All right, so today, one of these national days, you know, there's one for everything, is National Puzzle Day. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's my guilty pleasure. I love puzzles.
Really?
Yeah, my whole life, I've gotten that same reaction every time.
So you have a puzzle going on
your
kitchen
mat.
Table? Right now?
Not right now. I just finished one a couple weeks ago,
cats,
actually.
Huh?
No, not cats, different things. I like the scenery, you know, the scenic ones.
Oh, God,
kind of
puzzles are so frustrating. It's like, that piece is here, that piece, I don't know.
So you're out on puzzles?
I'm so out on puzzles. It's
come
ridiculous.
On.
I don't have the patience for a puzzle. Are you kidding?
He doesn't have the sobriety puzzles. For puzzles.
And then there's someone in my family who will, after a puzzle is done, they'll, like, put glue all over it and Whoa. Then hang it.
Oh, I've
it
done that, as, actually. Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah, well, I got a custom. It was a custom puzzle
with,
like, pictures me and my fiance took. And so I put that together, yeah, then I glued it, and now it's hanging in a frame. It's like a picture.
Well, that sounds
it's,
nice.
It's worth it, you know?
That actually goes with you.
Yeah.
It does. It's nice, right?
It is odd. By the way,
go outside. Nah. Puzzle.
I can puzzle for hours, I think, in certain states, Bergman.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. Absolutely.
Upside
well,
down
but Brian puzzles. Wears pictures of his fiance on his shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Exactly.
So,
he's a
when
good
are
guy.
You and Allison going to... Because you're engaged, when are you going to do the real thing? You know,
we don't really know yet. Yeah,
what's this movement?
It's like, come on, close the deal. This is the close the deal sign. Close the deal.
Well, when are you going to give him money, Mace?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
At the wedding. Why don't you get married on the show?
You've been looking to try to.
Yeah, why don't you get married on the show in 2 weeks on Valentine's Day?
Allison heard this and she asked why I didn't say, "Oh, let's do it."
Why didn't she? Why didn't
I thought that she wouldn't want to do it.
Does she want to?
I think she kind of does.
No,
I don't know.
Wow,
I'm giving it an I don't know.
This is fantastic.
She said
the rules go out the window because
yeah,
you're
working. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So, do you think you'll do it? Will you do it?
I don't know. We got to see how.
So, Donald, can you marry him?
Are you? No, I'm the official. Married.
Who's
I'm
official?
Official?
Oh, you're the
yeah,
official.
Yeah, I got certified and everything. So you and Allison, when
she did? She mentioned this on Friday.
Does
so,
she listen to the show?
She does. Yeah, not like.
And she still wants to be involved.
Wait, oh yeah.
Wow.
What is Allison doing right now? Can we call her?
No.
Yeah. Can
she
we call
might
Allison?
Be, I don't
know.
Can we
call? We'll call her at 3 o'clock. Let's try calling her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Brian's fiance.
Totally fine. So coming up.
This could work out perfectly.
Cappy's your best man.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Cappy could be your best man.
Oh, okay. Mega boy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Call Allison next. Call Allison.
Plus, what we'll you doing?
Circle back to, and what you need to know.
Oh, my goodness.
What you need to
we
know
only have
is,
two more segments. So.
Yeah, I know. What you need to know is Allison. We're going to call her next.
I'll find out.
Beto, what do you think?
Don't do
the
it.
The Mason and Ireland wedding. It'd be perfect.
If she listens to the show, then do it. If she does
if
it,
she doesn't, then don't.
Well, it was her idea, right?
She does, yeah. She was the one that brought it up to
there
me.
There you
so.
Go. There you go. Okay, we're going
to
find out.
Disney World.
There you go. And then we got Game of Games. So we'll call Austin. We'll talk a little championship Sunday, and we'll do Game of Games coming up. Mason and Ireland, actually not on the air today. It's a combo plate. Me and Shadano, it's a hard habit to break. Beto's hanging out, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Hey, by the way, here's what you need to know. I know you're going to add something too, Greg, I'm sure.
Yep.
But there's an actual bet in Vegas on Sam Darnold winning the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Oh,
it's plus 20,000. The guy put 25 bucks down to pay out $5,000.
That's a good bet.
You know, like if Brock
like
gets hurt.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, 25 bucks. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so what else
do I need to know?
What else you need to know is that The Chargers have found their GM. This just came out from Adam Schefter.
Good hire.
From John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh, he says the Chargers are working to hire Ravens Director of Player Personnel, John Hortiz, as their general manager. Hortiz is likely to team with Jim Harbaugh to give the Chargers their new coveted GM head coaching combo.
Hortiz, by the way.
Hortiz.
No, I'm just joking. I have no idea. Oh, I just wanted to see if you actually would push back on that.
I have no idea. No, I could totally get
it. It's Hortz.
Yeah.
Hortz.
There's an
the
I.
The E is silent. The E and the I is silent.
There is no E. It's an I. So that doesn't work in that way.
So here's what I'll say. You know what? Everybody raves Sean McVay's coaching staff.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody's going to rave. I have also heard DC for the Rams could be coming from Baltimore. Like, there's a lot of talent there, so this makes sense.
Well, over the years, they've always had good front office, good coaching staff.
Yeah.
The Rams, I saw earlier, there's a couple guys that were already in the system that are going to be interviewing this weekend.
Aubrey Pleasant, yeah. I think
there's two. I don't remember who they were.
Yeah, yeah. And I've also, there's also this idea that Brandon Staley would come back.
Would you want him back?
I would want him back.
DeMarco raved about his time here.
As a defense coordinator, he was excellent.
Yeah, DeMarco raved about how good he was as a defensive coordinator for the year he was here.
Yeah.
He's been with the Ravens since 1998.
But all those Shanahan tree guys want Staley. McDaniel and LaFleur and McVay, obviously.
Yeah, he's from the Fangio tree.
Yeah.
When Fangio left Miami.
The Dolphins to the Eagles.
I thought, maybe the Rams could have swooped in, but apparently Fangio wanted to go to Philly all along.
Where he won. He was a defensive consultant when they won the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah. Right. Beto, did the Lions, did Dan Campbell do the right stuff yesterday?
He did what he always does. That's what he did. He's going to stick to his guns. He did the right things because I was going for the Niners.
Why were you going for the? Are you a Niners fan?
No, I don't like anybody. But there's a.
I don't like anybody.
That's true.
No, there's a drop.
I've said it many times. I don't root for teams.
Why?
Because I don't have any affiliation with any team.
Doesn't that take the fun out of
it? In the NFL,
because I like watching the best athletes perform at the best. And plus, I'm a degenerate gambler, and I always have action on the games.
Are you really?
Yes.
Degenerative?
Yes.
Or degenerate.
Degenerate.
Degenerative
means you're falling.
Yeah.
All I know is I have action on everything, man. Yeah. The Australian Open was good for me this past
year. Australian Open was fun.
Price Picks, Australian Open. I was betting the aces.
Let me tell you, I love watching the majors in tennis, but watching the Australian Open on the East Coast is impossible. At least here, at 9 o'clock, you can put that thing on and you're rocking. Like, you're watching Australian Open and you could fall asleep to it. I mean, it's going to go till like 3 in the morning, so it doesn't matter. West Coast time. But yeah, I love
watching. Is it over?
Australia.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
The 22-year-old Italian one. And he had
Yannick Sinner, who doesn't sound anything like he's Italian.
And he had a great line at the end.
Beat Djokovic in the semifinal.
He was a competitive skier until the age of 12, and he always tried a bunch of different sports. And at around 12, that's when he started taking tennis serious. He said, I had the best parents because they let me find what I loved, what my passion was.
Right.
They didn't force me to play whatever sport that they wanted.
Right.
He goes, that's why I have a love for tennis.
Right.
So it was great because I was in Phoenix this weekend working boxing, so I'd come back from the bar around midnight and tennis is on.
Yeah.
So I was going Price Picks and I was just betting stuff on Price Picks, betting the aces, how many games. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Who was the woman's winner?
Oh, it was
Australian Open winners.
Isn't it Swiatek? Swiatek?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say here's what I know about the Australian Open. When I'm trying to watch SportsCenter, I get really annoyed when the Australian Open's on because I want SportsCenter.
Yeah. But
it's on ESPN2 mostly.
Well, no.
But the corners and the semis.
Quarters interrupted stuff.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But I'm saying the first several rounds.
On the plus. Yeah.
Was all on ESPN2.
Right, right.
No, but I back to your Niners question, I'm not a Niners fan, but a lot of my friends are.
Oh, Sabalenka, sorry.
Because the Rams sucked and the Raiders sucked when I was in elementary, junior high.
Right.
So the only games we would get here were the Niners on Monday night and Niners on Sunday, and you would see that. So there's a generation, like I'm 45, that like the Niners.
Yes.
We didn't see them as kids. We didn't see the Rams or the Raiders as kids here.
So you've lost your fandom.
I never had a football fandom because they sucked when I was a kid.
Do you have any other fandoms?
No.
No.
I think you like the Dodgers.
I like the Dodgers.
You must like the Lakers.
No, I don't. Like
you don't root for the Lakers?
Because
a little bit? Just like
here's why I stopped liking the Dodgers, because they traded Fernando and they used him bad at the end. And when they really got rid of Piazza and all that other stuff, I was like, what's wrong with this?
That was old owners.
Yeah, but
bad owners.
That was high school me,
yeah.
Where I'm like, wait a minute, this is a business side now.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna root for teams anymore. Then I start taking journalism classes and you learn all that. And I'd rather tell you the story of what's going on. I love seeing the city of LA win.
because it's great for the city. There's nothing like crazy passionate fans that go crazy for what their team is doing. I love that. I wish I had some of that.
Right.
I had that for USC when they were rocking and rolling.
Sure.
But I guess I'd rather just do the job instead of being a fan.
I don't know how to do it without being a fan. Like, I would.
Oh, I think it's easy. It's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Mythical Money.
That was on
me. You did that earlier.
That was on me. No, I need to be rooting for somebody.
That's why I gamble.
Not me. I root for the story most days.
You root for the story? I root for teams. Bergman, do you have any fan? By the way, Ireland has said he doesn't have any fandom left, although I think there's some Laker fandom.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, come on.
I 100% have fandom. I'm a massive fan of the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Bruins, the Kings. Like, I will.
Yeah, I don't live and die if they
I don't live
lose.
And die by it anymore.
A lot of people do.
Yes, a lot of people do. But I am very much a fan of those teams.
Although Dodgers, did we not die?
You did die.
We did
die.
Yeah. Yeah, you do die a little
but
bit inside.
But I think in the roles I've been in more over the last several years, I've been doing more games.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, when you start
you're
doing
not
games,
allowed to be a fan.
You're not. So I root for stories. I always root, what's the best story that I can have today in this particular matchup? Yeah. Like, that's what I root for.
So, same. And I was running parlay cards in high school, so I mean,
wow.
You tell me what I was doing.
You are a degenerate gambler.
Yeah. Wow. And degenerate.
And degenerate.
All of that stuff.
So I drove by. We were down in La Jolla this weekend. And
ooh, fancy.
Very fancy. Nice. That's where Juan's folks live.
Oh.
And I drove by a billboard coming back, and it was an Angels billboard. Has anybody seen
the Angels
billboard?
Every morning.
What is it?
Okay. It's a picture of an aging Mike Trout.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it says, great seats, great prices. That's it.
And wow. His great smile seats, is like great very prices. Forced.
I mean, that's all they have to sell is great seats, great prices.
Yeah. It's on the 405 between Long Beach and Carson.
Exactly. That's exactly what I saw.
I noticed it went up about 2 weeks ago. And it's the only one I've seen around town.
That's the only one I've seen too. But I was like, God, is that?
I mean,
really
they're not wrong though.
The pitch is just
if you
great
like
seats,
baseball,
great prices.
If you're like, here's what I would say.
It's like a strange.
If
smile.
You're a transient, okay, someone who's not from here, right, and you love
a transplant, not a transient.
Both.
Oh, could be both.
You know, right. No more big words.
It is right. A transplant because it's a transient city. If there's transplants,
exactly. Yeah.
Correct.
Transient. It's just like somebody running around.
Yeah. If you're a transplant.
Yep.
And you love baseball.
Yep.
And, you know, there's not as many people that love baseball the way they used to love baseball.
Right.
But if
you
do, you can go to an Angels game and watch multiple teams come in.
Sure.
Fairly regularly for a fairly cheap price.
$5.
Go to Dodger Stadium. It's hard. It's expensive
as hell. It's expensive. Yep.
You know? Now, I like the atmosphere at Dodger Stadium. I also like Dodger Stadium. I love the the aesthetics of it.
I love the retro coolness of it.
100%.
It's too expensive, bro.
I would.
That $40 parking?
I mean, listen, he hit me the last time I went to Dodger Stadium, I took my wife, my two kids, and a couple of family members and a friend. And he asked me, how much did you drop? A grand? And I said, yeah.
A grand?
Yeah.
Because he had good tickets for a good game.
Oh, good seats? Yeah. Yeah, no, good seats
but,
you definitely
but a grand between tickets and food and beers and drinks and parking and, yeah.
Yeah. No,
it was eight seats.
Yeah, no, eight seats is a lot.
Yeah. So like
$25 beers, right? Up quick.
It was $1,000. That was an outing, like where like you got to plan this out. You got to know this is what you're going to spend. Like it's not. Whereas with Angel Stadium, now granted, the quality of the home team is not nearly anywhere as good.
Correct,
the atmosphere is nowhere nearly as good. But if you're there for the other team, who cares?
Yeah.
I understand going to the cheaper place.
Yeah, but I mean when Milwaukee comes to town. You choose random teams, their attendance will be awful this year.
It's
going to be awful no matter what.
I went to that Dodger game that I went to is I wanted to see Ellie De La Cruz. So I picked that game early in the season.
It's a good one.
And then it's funny because a friend of mine bought tickets for the same game and the price is jacked up because, you know, they shift the prices based on the matchup. The Reds were pretty good last year. Ellie De La Cruz was a thing. And he paid more per ticket than I did at the beginning of the season. So, like, that's part of the equation, too. So I think if you're looking for a bargain, I get it. It's actually smart. They're being honest with you.
Now they are being honest. Great seats, great prices. This is what we got.
It's just once your kid realizes that they don't like the Angels and they want to see a better team.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Dodger games and you wait for the last price drop.
Right.
Last year, the prices didn't drop.
No.
They stayed at 25.
And they won't this year either.
They stayed at 25, 30. I'm talking for top deck for games during the week.
See,
because they're just so hot.
What's like the get-in price for the Ohtani opener? It's got to be.
Oh, I wouldn't even waste my time.
Because that's all a resale market. Everybody's just trying to resell their tickets.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they
get in the building, it's got to be
at least a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Does baseball have the same rule the NBA does where they have to allot a certain amount of tickets for game day?
No.
I don't
know. Because
the NBA has that rule. I think it's 1,000 seats have to be.
Yeah, you could go to Staples Center or Crypto before the game. There's 1,000 tickets available.
Yeah.
They're not good
seats. The NBA has that rule.
Oh, they do. So there have to be day of tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, nobody's selling on baseball.
No. But yeah, I actually got tickets for the last of the freeway games.
Yeah.
With Ohtani playing the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium.
I think what you need to do is try to infiltrate the wall.
Oh! Yeah.
Let me tell you, Clippers look really good.
Hey.
They just smoked Boston.
Yeah, I know.
Smoked them.
Is that the one where they had like 21?
Oh, my goodness.
A 21-point run or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mace, I just went to one of the ticket apps.
Yep.
Reserve level.
For Ohtani.
For Ohtani.
Opening night.
Right next to the left field foul pole.
Oh, terrible seat.
Guess.
400
bucks. 407.
There you go.
For one ticket.
Yeah.
By the foul pole.
By the foul pole, and it's row T.
So it's far back.
Far. You're like in the upper corner of the stadium.
Yeah. There's only one ticket available in the pavilion for $567.
$567.
This is one of the apps.
Yeah.
Wow. I believe it.
Have you been to a Dodger game with Beto?
Nah. George is too busy.
No, I invited him one time, and he couldn't make it. And then he invited me one time, and I couldn't make it. So
and he goes on Sundays with the kids, and that's what
Beto, or a day game, right?
Oh, yeah. we've tried to do day games.
Beto could be elected mayor of Dodger
Stadium. I don't think there's any question.
He knows absolutely
everybody. But I do like going day game Sunday early because of the kids. Because one of my kids particularly goes to bed early.
Yeah.
And then we find, we buy the seats in the shade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Like, we can just kind of.
We got to do that again, Mace.
Yeah, I met the mariachi guy that signed with Death Row.
Julian Torres.
Julian Torres, yeah.
That Snoop signed, yeah.
I just saw a story of him on Channel 1. He's releasing a new album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So Julian Torres.
Good for him.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg signed him. He's blowing up right now. That's your buddy.
Yeah, yeah. We're tight. All right, let's see. Did we never get Allison?
Nope. She's avoiding me.
She's avoiding.
I don't know. She hasn't heard.
Okay.
I haven't heard back from her.
So do you want to do this tomorrow with Sedano and Cappy, or do you want to do it Wednesday with Momo?
Let's do it Wednesday with Momo.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. We'll hold it Wednesday for Momo.
I'll make sure she's ready.
Okay, cool. All right, coming up next, we're going to do some game of games. It is my game today. Sedano, what do you got?
I
got
to tell people about Books. Do you feel the heat on Valentine's Day, guys? Well, check this out. You want to stay out of that penalty box. You got to do it. You got to send farm fresh flowers from Books, man. They got you covered. That's short for bouquets. Anybody out there, you've been there before. We've all been in the doghouse at one point or another on Valentine's Day with our significant other. But I'm not doing that. I am not going to be in the doghouse because I'm sending those farm fresh flowers I just mentioned from Books, okay? And I got you covered here. 25% off your entire purchase at the Books Company. Books is my go-to flower source, and here's why. Their flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms, even farms on the side of a freaking volcano, man. And they stay fresh way longer, okay? Books is easy. My wife got Books over the last couple years, and she loves it. There have been some other places I've sent flowers from, and let's just say they're not up to snuff. Buy roses with one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day is February 14th. I already placed my order early, and I already picked my delivery date. So don't waste time. Don't believe it when your significant other says, you don't have to get me anything. That's a complete lie, okay? Farce, all right? Be a hero and go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN.
Man, when it comes to Game of Games, Ireland is competitive. George, I was just going to say,
yeah,
for Radio Tinder.
We forgot. Of course.
Yeah.
To mention that Radio Tinder was brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Celebrate like a champion with Tequila Mandala, award-winning artisanal premium tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. For details, and of course, follow their journey on their social channels at Tequila Mandala.
All right. Sedano, we welcome to the show now Ireland and MT from Houston. Guys, boy, I'll tell you, Ireland, I had a feeling you would get there because you are wildly competitive and you don't want me to win Game of Games.
Exactly. I made so much so that I took the early bus to get over.
Wow, you took the Kobe bus.
Yes. I took the LeBron, AD, and me on the early bus.
Awesome.
But Michael took the regular bus, and he made it on time anyway. So it was – but let's go. Let's
All right.
Play.
So the score
it's
for –
must win, Mace.
The
must
score currently, Mason 5, Laura 4. She's not here today. Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian 2. Shidano's not on the board yet.
Not yet.
But he's got a shot. All right. So this is the game today, guys. I'm always trying to come up with a different game.
Yeah.
We're going to play something I stole from The Price is Right. I'm going to tell you an item in real life and a price. Mm-hmm. You tell me if the real price is higher or lower. Okay?
Okay.
So your answer should just be higher or lower.
Okay.
The California average price of a dozen eggs right now, is it higher or lower than $5.90, Shidano?
I'm going to say higher.
Higher. Bergman?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower. Ireland?
Lower.
Lower. Michael?
Higher.
Higher. Brian?
Lower.
The correct answer, lower.
Oh, wow. Was
the,
it four?
Correct price of a average price of a dozen eggs right now, $5.65.
Oh, close.
Still pricey,
so,
but it was in the ballpark.
Brian, Greg, and Ireland got that.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Number two, the California average price of a gallon of whole milk. Is it higher or lower than $4.25? Higher or lower than $4.25? Bergman?
This is a bad game for me. I don't shop, but I'll go over.
You'll go higher?
I go higher.
Higher. Okay. Ireland?
Lower.
Lower. Michael?
Higher.
Higher. Brian?
Lower.
Lower. Shidano?
What was the number four? What?
Four and a quarter.
I'm going to go higher.
The correct answer, higher.
There you
yes.
go.
Hey, all right.
$4.44 is the average price. All right.
Okay. So, Michael, you said higher, right?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody's on the board now. Greg has two.
Yes, yep. Greg has two. So now we've got a series of items that are my toiletries, my personal toiletry stuff
okay.
that I use.
Oh, this can get interesting.
A 5.6 ounce tube of Aquafresh Extreme Clean toothpaste
you
on Amazon.
Use Aquafresh?
I do.
Aquafresh,
I use,
really?
Yeah, I do. I love Aquafresh.
My aunt, when I was a kid, used to love Aquafresh.
I love Aquafresh. Yeah.
Extreme
Clean.
Kind of good.
Okay, so is it higher or lower than $4.49, Ireland?
I think it is $4.49 for toothpaste. I'm going to go higher.
Higher. Michael.
Well, that's the cheap stuff, so that's lower.
It's not cheap stuff.
It
Brian.
Is it just one tube?
I'm
yeah,
with
just
Michael.
One tube.
That's lower.
It's lower. Yeah. Oh, you said it with confidence.
Yeah.
Shidano?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher. And Bergman?
Yeah, it is the cheaper one. I'm going to go lower.
Lower. Did I get? I got you, Ireland, right?
Yeah,
yeah, you rang it. The correct answer, it is lower, $3.59.
Wow.
Yes, it is the cheaper one.
So that was Michael and Greg got that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Brian got it too.
Brian.
Okay, so
and Brian.
Greg has the lead with three. Michael and Brian have two. Sedano and Ireland have one.
Can't have Greg win. All right.
Yes, you can.
Another personal item, a 15-pack of Gillette Mach 3 razor blades from Amazon. Ooh.
Oh, from Amazon.
A 15-pack of Gillette Mach 3 razor blades. The price is from Amazon. Higher or lower than $29.95? Michael, what do you think?
Lower.
Says lower. Brian?
I'm going to go lower, too.
Lower. Shidano?
By the way, I'm in the community, just in case people are asking. I could see them already saying I'm cheating. $29.99, 15 of them?
15 razor blades, $29.95.
I'm going to go higher.
Higher. Bergman.
Yeah, 15 of them. Like a five
That's a
pack
lot.
Is about $20, so higher.
Higher. Ireland, you rang in already, right?
No, but I'm going higher.
You're going higher.
Yeah.
Did I get Michael?
Lower.
Yeah,
Michael's lower. Okay, the correct.
Sedano, Greg, and I are higher.
The correct answer, $36.56.
Yeah, there you go. It's
considerably higher.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Razors are very
expensive.
Bergman's 4 for 4.
Okay, Ireland, I'm going to rely on you to keep score even though you're in Houston. You do it better than
it.
I do.
Now, Greg's right. got four, and everybody else has two.
Okay, a 4-count. I actually bought these over the weekend. A 4-count of Haas avocados. These are the price I'm using is from Target. Higher or lower than $3.90 for a 4-count of Haas avocados at Target? We start with Brian this time.
I'll go higher.
Going higher. Sedano.
Avocados from Mexico. I'm gonna go over.
Over.
Yeah.
Bergman.
Yeah, I think that's higher also. 4-count, yeah.
Okay, 4-count. Ireland.
So that'd be $1 an avocado. That sounds high. I'm gonna go lower. I'll be the first one to go lower.
Ireland goes lower, and Michael?
Well, the cartels are hijacking avocado trucks
that's
in Mexico,
true.
Making the risk.
Absolutely
more
empty.
So I'm gonna go higher.
The correct answer. $2.69 lower
really?
For a 4-count of Haas avocados at Target.
Nah.
I don't know about that.
I literally
at
looked
Target?
It up.
I
yeah,
mean,
Target. Yeah, Target has their grocery situation. Yeah.
All right, Mace, how many are left?
I've got four left. We probably won't get to all four.
How many
right,
people?
So Beto, or, Greg has to go first. It's Greg 4, John 3, everybody else 2.
Okay. Another personal toiletry item. An 8-ounce bottle of Suavecito hair cream from
Suavecito!
Amazon.
Suavecito!
Oh, you do not use that. Suavecito.
You don't even know what that is.
I use
Suavecito?
It's the only product I use.
Oh, my! I got a sponsorship for you.
I love Suavecito. All right. Higher or lower than $11? 8-ounce bottle of Suavecito hair cream from Amazon. Higher or lower than $11? Bergman.
Oh, it's going to be close, isn't it? I'm going to go lower.
Lower. Ireland.
I think it is lower, but I need to make up a... Nope, I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go with Greg.
Going to go lower. Michael.
Lower.
Lower. Brian.
I'm going to go higher.
Higher. Shidano.
Higher.
Higher. The correct answer, $11. $11.99 is the official price, so higher, the right answer.
There you go.
$11.99.
So I got three. I'm one behind
Bergman. Suavecito is like in Orange County, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, two keys out of Santa Ana. Right? I got you, Mace. We're going to get
I
a case
higher.
Coming.
Cool.
You went higher because you didn't get it.
All right. So
only me and Brian.
Now I ask, Sedano, what's the out time?
28-25.
Oh, we got time. Right.
We got time. All right. An Alameda Maple...
Wait, what's the score? Bergman 4.
Greg has 4. Sedano, Ireland, and Michael have 3. Brian, did you get that one?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I got
he
that
did.
Last one.
Okay, so you got 3 also.
Okay. There you go. Oh, it's tight.
Everybody's got 3 except Greg. He has 4.
All right. An Alameda Maple skateboard with 5.5-inch aluminum wheels from Amazon. It is higher or lower than $50. Of course, you don't know. It's a total guess. Yeah. Higher or lower than 50.
I mean, the other stuff, I could have at least been in the ballpark.
$50. Bergman?
I have no idea. I'm just going to go lower just for fun.
Going lower? Ireland?
I'm out of time here, so I'll go higher.
Higher? Michael?
That's lower.
Lower? Brian?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher? Shidano?
I'm going to go higher, too.
Higher? The correct answer is lower.
Oh. Hey!
Am I the only one? $54.53.
Bergman and Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Michael?
Right. Michael's still one behind Bergman.
Who's
Mace,
alive?
How many are left?
2.
They were all alive.
2 left. Everyone's alive, but Greg has the lead with 5.
So he's got to go first.
4.
Yeah.
Sedano, Brian, and I have 3 each. So Sedano, Greg has to go first, and Michael has to go second.
Okay.
Yep.
A package of double-stuffed Oreo cookies from Target.
Oh, no.
Yummy.
Higher or lower than $4.45, Bergman?
How much?
$4.45.
Ooh, that's tight. Let's go with lower.
Lower. Michael, you go second.
Lower.
Lower.
We have to, Brian, George.
We all got to go higher.
Yes. You guys all got to go higher.
And I would say like $4.59 is probably going to be the
$4.32.
The correct answer, $4.39.
So wait, that was lower?
Lower.
All right, so it is a showdown now between Greg and Michael.
This is it.
The last one.
This is for everything.
You have to go opposite, Michael.
Yeah, Michael's got to take the other side.
Yeah, Beto.
Okay, and this is a tough item. A 2024 Selkirk Vanguard Power Air Pickleball Paddle from Amazon.
I have no idea. Okay.
Ooh. I actually just bought a bunch. Yeah, I would have known this one. Beto and Trudell did not have paddles, so I went and bought them for them.
Wow. Mine got stolen last year.
Okay.
I
have it at home.
This is one of them fancy ones. Is it higher or lower than $175?
$175. I saw all the different ones, so I know what they cost.
Oh. Berman, you got to go first.
Goodness. I'm going to go higher.
Michael,
oh,
you got to lower.
A tennis racket. It's definitely lower.
Correct answer, $250.
That's
Bergman. Takes the victory. Yes.
Let's go.
Bergman. Yeah.
Tied, Mace. You and I, tied.
Damn. Tomorrow I'm back in the game.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Allison, Brian's fiance, is thinking about them getting married on the show on Valentine's Day.
Wow. Really?
That would be amazing. Amazing. I would officiate. I'm certified
Mason is
to officiate.
Certified. Yeah,
I've you done. You and I, Michael, are in Utah that day.
Oh, okay.
I've done 2 weddings.
So who's going to be the best man and maid of honor at the station?
All that to be determined. All that
TBT.
To be
Cappy will be the.
Cappy will be very offended if he gets left out.
Yes,
who's gonna,
for sure.
Who's going to sing "Oh Promise Me"?
That I believe will be. Cappy.
Yeah.
Cappy's.
And they're in charge of jerseys.
All right. Coming up next for you, Lakers basketball, Slee with the pre. Thanks, Shidano. Fun working. Tomorrow, meet Shidano and Cap, 710 ESPN.